A Maricopa County Superior Court judge yesterday heard arguments over whether Phoenix has to turn over documents related to renovations at Talking Stick Resort Arena. A downtown landowner had requested documents, and while the city did turn over some of what he'd asked for, it did not give him a feasibility study the Suns had paid for. With me to talk about the case and yesterday's arguments is attorney Alexander Culloden, president of Culloden Law Group. He, along with the Goldwater Institute, represents the landowner. And Alexander, first off, can you give me kind of the thumbnail version of your argument?
Well, this case is actually really easy to give a thumbnail sketch of. Our argument is there's a public procurement process that the legislature set up for the protection of the taxpayer, and only within that process do you get the protections of confidentiality. And if you try to circumvent that process, if you try to jump the gun on your competitors by having negotiations with the city before an open and public procurement process starts, well, then you don't get those protections anymore. And the public has a right to inquire, what is it that you're doing outside of this formal process?
One of the arguments that the city and the team have made is that the team, which is not a public entity, obviously, mm-hmm. is the organization that paid for the study and then shared it with the city, meaning that the city doesn't really belong to the city. The city doesn't really own it. I assume that you do not buy that theory.
Well, no, of course I don't buy the theory. Once you give a document to a public entity and the public entity uses it in the performance of their official duties, you know, public officers use it in the performance of their official duties, well, now it's a public record. It may still be your document, but it's a public record now. And now the public has a right to access it. So the Suns have admitted we gave it to the city. The city's admitted we used it in preliminary negotiations with the Suns. As far as I'm concerned, that's really all there is to it. It's now a public record.
I'm wondering what you make of some of the other arguments that the city made in court yesterday, especially dealing with the competition issue that, for example, if it got out sort of what the deficiencies are with the arena, that hurts competition, things like that. I'm wondering what you make of those arguments.
Well, first of all, I'd say it's tough cookies, because if you are so worried about it, follow the rules and then you will get the protection. That's the first part. And the second part is they presented no proof on it. It's speculation. They're going, well, we think it's going to hurt us, but there's no evidence.
In your mind, and I guess in your interpretation of the law, where is sort of that line between negotiations that can sort of happen behind closed doors and those that have to be made, or the records from those talks that have to be made available to the public upon request?
Well, you just spelled it out, right? There's a difference between talks and documents, and there's much more protection for talks than there are for documents. So that's the line.
So if the Suns and the city didn't have anything in writing, if they were just talking about issues with the arena, ideas for how to renovate it, where the funding might come from, if it had all been done verbally, that's less of a you have less of a case then, it sounds like.
If it had all been done verbally and in an executive session, I think it'd be a very different case. Yeah.
So even documents in executive session, you think, are covered by the public records law?
Well, the Arizona revised statutes are very clear, right? The only documents that are exempt by virtue of their association with an executive session are the minutes of the executive session. This is all spelled out by the legislature. There's no guesswork here.
Am I right to assume that if your client loses this case, that there will be an appeal?
Oh, there's going to be an appeal. Either way, there's going to be an appeal. I feel it in my bones.
And would you imagine this could potentially go all the way to the state Supreme Court?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd say so. I would think that if the Court of Appeals issues a ruling, it might end there, but it could very well go to the state Supreme Court.
Do you think that this case could have more of a precedent for, you know, issues beyond just the specifics of this case?
Well, precedent really never goes beyond the issues specific to a case, but I think it could be precedential in that we could get some guidance from the courts. Okay, well, when is an NDA operate?
A non-disclosure agreement
operate to seal off a document from the public record? Our argument is pretty much never, unless the legislature has specifically provided for it. And we'd like, obviously, some appellate law that says that. So.
Do you think that depending on how this case is adjudicated, that it might change the way that governments, be it city, state, county, whatever, talk to, negotiate, deal with other private entities?
Sure. I think that right now we've got a lot of cities playing fast and loose. And I've talked to a lot of reporters like yourself who said, well, we thought about challenging it, but the city presented an argument and we thought it wasn't worth the bother. And so the cities right now, they think they can have a lot of secret conversations with secret documents. And I think that once we win this case, and we will win it, then the cities who are not going to be able to have such secret documents. They're going to know if we want to do business with a private entity, then we need to make sure that what we're trying to do can stand up to public scrutiny.
All right. That's Alexander Colladin with Colladin Law Group. Alexander, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much, Mark.
We also reached out to the city of Phoenix about this. A spokesperson said the city can't talk about ongoing litigation, but did send us a statement which reads in part, "The city temporarily has withheld the Sun's conceptual design and construction documents regarding a renovation of Talking Stick Resort Arena. As reported in the media previously, the city of Phoenix and the Suns have had discussions about renovating the city-owned arena, and as the city's contractually designated operator of the arena, the Suns have shared confidential documents with the city that describe the conceptual scope of proposed renovations and cost estimates. At least for now, disclosing these documents could prevent the city from receiving the best price for the work outlined in those documents," end quote. We'll post the entire statement at theshow.kjzz.org.